Traditional manufacturing is based on the idea of removal, a bit like sculpting from stone. Manufacturing manager Peter Sesniak says that's where 3D printing, which creates items designed on a computer, is really radical.
Here it's just the opposite. So you're building from nothing, layering up, creating separation between design features, between components, in order to achieve an end result.
Making stuff this way means you can easily create objects with interlocking parts. Sesniak says that was either impossible before or much more difficult and expensive. Now, he says,
the sky is the limit. If you can imagine it, you can make it.
Associate Professor of Mechanical Engineering Catherine Kuchenbecker adds that 3D printing helps students go from design to prototype very quickly.
You feel kind of less encumbered because the cost of making a mistake isn't so high as it would be if you had to like machine it out of metal, where you would have to wait for a really long time to find out if your idea works.
Kuchenbecker says students recently ran through 6 or 7 designs to perfect a fingertip monitoring device that can detect whether a patient is going into shock. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.